You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Wednesday, November 22nd, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert. Joining me today, we have a couple of guests, Alicia Burhau and Marley Melby of Tri-Valley. How are you ladies doing today?
Very good, thank you.
Thank you.
So first off, what are your guys' roles with Tri-Valley?
So Marley and I'm the senior programs director there, and I have done that for the last 4 going on 5 years. In that role, I get to oversee a couple different programs that serve our senior populations in both Eastern North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota.
And I, Alicia, am the senior programs manager. So I get to do a lot more hands-on with volunteers and still working on some of those programmatic things.
Speaking of volunteers, there's a lot of volunteer options. A couple that we'll really dive into, Caring Companion and the Foster Grandparent Programs.
Yeah, and so Tri-Valley, we offer a couple different volunteer roles, and they're benefited programs to people. And so we offer the Foster Grandparent Program, which is volunteerism in the school. We recruit seniors, individuals 55 and older, to be placed in schools. We really work on working with the volunteers on what age group they would like. So if they want to be in that lower elementary, or if they want to rock babies all day, or if they want to hit the hard stuff and get into the high school math classes and things like that. I was lucky to get out of there once. I don't want to be in the math classes again. But we do have brave volunteers that do. And so we try to figure out where their niche is, what age group they love, what age group they want to work with. And we help place them and support them in those school roles, also in nonprofit daycares and things like that, and Head Starts. And so we try to meet the volunteer where they want to volunteer. And then, so we recruit these volunteers. We do some background checks and some orientation and some training so they feel prepared and equipped to go in the classroom. And then our volunteers, we kind of hand them off to the school, and then it's a beautiful marry because then the school can kind of do with them as they need. So the goal is that the volunteers are working one-on-one or in small groups with students with special and exceptional needs. And so challenging them a little bit more on their reading and writing and math, all while developing that intergenerational relationship. We love the fact that our students that we work with get to have that extra grandma and grandpa in their lives, or maybe these are the only grandma and grandpa or older individuals in their lives. And so these volunteers become a part of the classroom, become part of the kind of school family. And so we love that when we're out in public with our volunteers, because sometimes we'll bring our volunteers to recruiting efforts and different things, and it's always guaranteed that you'll see a little kid come running up to, oh, grandma so-and-so, and giving big hugs. And so they truly become staples in the school's environments that they're in, and a big part of the students' lives. And so we really want to bring volunteers in to create relationships to help students be successful. And so we have the Foster Grandparent Program, which is all about incorporating our volunteers into the school environments. Allie, do you want to talk about the Caring Companion Program?
Yeah, so the Caring Companion Program is seniors helping other seniors in their communities. Primarily, their roles are to kind of help maintain the clients in their homes, kind of avoiding that pre-placement or pre-needed placement into a facility. You know, sometimes that's as simple as going to the client's house and having a cup of coffee, and sometimes it's bringing somebody to the grocery store or the post office that are unable to otherwise. So it's really nice to see those volunteers really connect with the clients there as well. They truly are more of a friend than any kind of working relationship, and so it's really good to have that support for our clients as well.
What are the benefits to both of those programs, Care and Companion and the Foster Grandparent programs?
Yeah, and so when we say that they're benefited programs, our foster grandparent program, there's the volunteers receive a $4 an hour stipend that they're at the school. And so for every hour that they're at the school, they're getting $4 an hour. And that is tax-free. It doesn't count towards income. So individuals that live, receive like waivers or things like that, or are in income-based housing, it does not reflect as income. So it doesn't affect any of that kind of supports that they receive. And so they receive the $4 an hour stipend. We work with the schools to provide them a meal. And so then they at least get one, some schools, two hot meals a day, you know, making sure it's, we always hear about how important it is for kids to eat healthy and have good meals. But it's just important, just as important as our, for our aging population as well. And so we work with the schools to provide them at no charge meals. And then we also provide them with reimbursements for transportation. So if you use the Tri-Valley bus, we pay for that, or any other public transportations. And we also do provide them with mileage reimbursement if they are driving their vehicles. And so we try to make this a no-cost volunteer experience for our volunteers. And so we really work hard on that. So with that, we do kind of, we do ask quite a bit of our volunteers that go into the school. So the main, one of the main goals, there's kind of two main goals, is to keep our volunteers active and involved with their community while being financially stable. But then we also like to equate that the time our volunteers are in the school is creating academic success for our students that they're serving. And so with that, we do ask kind of a time, a weekly time commitment of our volunteers. And so they are required to be in the school somewhere between 5-10 or more hours a week. And so it is a big commitment. And so with that commitment, we try to provide them with a lot of benefits just for being in there. They do also accrue like PTO. We treat them very much like employees. And so we do try to support our volunteers as much as we can. And so we just want our volunteers to have a great experience. And so we do offer, we do also provide like recognition, banquets and meals and little trinkets and things along the way. And we do also provide them training on the monthly basis. And so they're, you know, those lifelong learners that they love to be, we do try to contribute to that as well. And so that is the foster grandparent side. Allie, do you want to talk about the Care and Companion again?
Yeah, so it's not quite as much of a time ask. We have some people that just volunteer an hour a month, and we have some that are almost full-time status for that as well. And so there's not the hourly stipend for that program, but we do have reimbursement for all the mileage to and from the client's house, and then any miles with the client as well. So since it is focused more on keeping the client involved and out in the community as it is for the volunteers, it's focused more on that mileage piece of it.
How important is it to have both of these programs as part of Tri-Valley?
It is so much a part of our identity. You know, we like to, as a Tri-Valley's mission is to serve the community, provide opportunities for the communities at whole. And so this is kind of the another piece of that pie, you know, making sure that there's opportunities for our aging population, our senior citizens in our community to have purpose and to have these supports is so much a part of our identity as a, you know, as an organization that works so hard to serve families from birth to aging. And so this is a huge part of that. And we just, Tri-Valley feels so much of the mission in keeping our seniors active. You know, this, the foster grandparent is an AmeriCorps program, and so it kind of fits under the AmeriCorps umbrella. And so they had done a research study, and it was amazing to see the research of our volunteers that have been involved with the program for more than 2 years. The research showed that people who have been foster grandparent volunteers for 2 years have improved or stabilized health, decreased isolation, decreased depression. And so you do see a lot of medical benefits and a lot of just mental health benefits for our aging populations to be involved, be active, just being a part and having a purpose. A lot of our volunteers we have a great conversations with our volunteers, and both on the Caring Companion and the foster grandparent, they say this is the reason they get out of bed in the morning. This is the reason that they have a little more pep in their step, and it's just amazing to see what the program can do. When you're less depressed and when you're less isolated, you live a happier and healthier and longer life and improved or stabilized health for longer periods of time. And I think with anybody aging, that's the ultimate goal, is to be as healthy and happy as long as you possibly can, because it's hard to not have good friends as far as Caring Companions clients, but also working with those students, it makes your heart a little happier.
For sure. And I think with the Caring Companion program as well, a lot of them have family members, but they're not local. And so having that extra person to go and check on mom or dad or grandma and grandpa, I think that's a big relief for the family as well when they simply are just not able to. And not only that, but I think that for both of our programs, people feel like they're part of a family more than anything. And that's something that we really, really focus on. Between our volunteers, our clients, and even just as a department and overall company, I think we're very family-based, and we want everyone to feel included that way.
Before I actually worked at Tri-Valley, I got to experience the Caring Companion program on the other side. My grandma was fortunate to have a Caring Companion, my grandma hardly knew she was a caring companion. She was just a friend. It was just her friends stopping over, and they had coffee and they had played cards and they did different things like that. And my grandma looked forward to it. And our family felt kind of at peace, because unfortunately families do get busy and aren't able to be at grandma and grandpa's house 24/7 or mom and dad's house 24/7, keeping an eye on them. And so it was always that comfort that we knew her companion was going to be stopping over a couple times a week and just checking on grandma and or specifically grandma. But there were times she called and was like, grandma seems a little off, or the volunteers are always reporting to us what's going on and what looks different and how what is changing with mom or dad that maybe we don't see all the time. Because we go in with a purpose when we go and visit our older family members. And so they get to spend a little bit more time, but they're another tool in the aging toolbox of our family members. And so, yes, our volunteers don't do medical things, but they are an extra eye, an extra heart, an extra mind. And I know, like, even when my grandma passed, that volunteer was right with the family during the funeral, because they truly become part of the family. And so that's the beautiful part about it, is it becomes another family member.
And we work really hard to try to pair a client with somebody who has, we want that companion to have something in common. We don't want it to be an uncomfortable experience or awkward for either of them. So it really works on our end for both programs to pair them with what they're interested in. It's important to the success of the programs, I think.
Yeah, that's great perspective from both sides, from the Tri-Valley side and then from the family side as well, kind of opening the eye to people who might not be involved yet. But if they want to get involved, how can people get involved with these programs specifically?
So they can definitely call our office, Tri-Valley, located in Crookston, but we serve a very large territory. And so you can reach us by calling 218-281-5832 or 1-800-584-7020. And you can ask for myself or anybody in the senior programs, Alicia or Crystal Paul. We're all there to serve and help volunteers either get onboarded in the program or help families sign up their loved ones or the individual as well. You know, we like I said, we serve a large territory, so we do 13 counties or 12 counties in Northwest Minnesota for the foster grandparent and caring companion program, and then we also do the foster grandparent in 11 counties in eastern North Dakota. Learn more at our website, www.tvoc.org. You can click on the senior programs tab, and you can read more about it, or give us a call and we'll answer any questions that you have.
And there is another spot in there on the main page that says volunteer tab. And so that'll bring you the our information and then RTC as well, out of the transportation department.
Yes.
And Tri-Valley, they're a lot more than just the caring companion, the foster grandparent program. There are many other services that Tri-Valley provides.
Yes. So Tri-Valley is a very large organization, and it's such a fun organization to work for in that aspect. You truly do feel like you can support a family no matter where they are at in life, whether they're needing transportation, needing housing assistance, needing help. So Tri-Valley kind of functions under a couple different branches. So we have our Head Starts and Early Head Starts and Migrant and Seasonal Head Start. And so those have various locations throughout Minnesota. A lot of people from Crookston will see the Tri-Valley buses going all over. But they have a larger territory as well, serving Thief River and Menominee and different areas like that.
I think Bagley.
And they have regular rural routes and then obviously in-town routes as well. And then the other volunteer opportunity, the RTC, which is the Rural Transportation Collaborative, which is recruiting volunteers that love to drive and helps people get to their medical appointments. And then we've got community services, which is anything from energy assistance to low-income home energy assistance, to SNAP benefit referrals, to financial literacy and MNSHARE, and that community services goes on forever and ever. Oh, there's a lot of homeless programs and supports, and they're always working on daycare and trying to support daycare providers and recruit daycare providers, because that is a huge service that we're needing in the area, and so they're always working on that. And so there's a lot of hats in that department as well. And then we have our senior programs. If you're not familiar with Tri-Valley, definitely hop on our website or follow us on Facebook, because there's a lot we can offer a family and individuals. And so don't want people to miss out on supports that they need.
And if you do need support, even if you think you may not qualify for something, reach out, because a lot of times it'll surprise them how much they would actually benefit from something like that. So
absolutely,
it's an important, vital piece. And, you know, we love, I think all of us, all of the employees have a caring heart no matter what. So helping is what we do by nature.
If we don't offer the resources, we can typically point you in the directions of who can. And so we are a community action agency. And so we work well with a lot of community partners and a lot of community agencies. And so we do a lot of connecting the dots for the folks that call us. And so please don't hesitate to call us. Again, the local number is 281-5832 and ask us many questions, and we will help point you in the directions or help you find services that you need.
Well, Alicia and Marley, is there anything else you'd like to talk about today on our Valley Talk program?
No, just thank you for allowing us to come and chat and toot Tri-Valley's horns a little bit on what the great things that they're working on and do. And so thank you guys for having us today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I look forward to our next chat about Tri-Valley. We will be having Tri-Valley on in December as well. So looking forward to that. But Alicia Burhau and Marley Melby, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program.
Thank you.
Absolutely, thank you.